ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। गीता प्रबोधनी कॉन्साइज कमेंट्री ऑन श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता बाय स्वामी रामसुखदास महाराज जी। चैप्टर 7 वर्स 24-30। कंडेमनेशन ऑफ दोज हु डू नॉट नो गॉड्स ग्लोरीज and eulogy of his devotees. Chapter 7 verse 24. Avyaktam vyaktimapannam manyante mama buddhayah param bhavam ajanantah mama vyayamanuttatam. Men who lack understanding think of me, the unmanifest, as having manifest as an ordinary mortal, not knowing my supreme state beyond the senses and mind, immutable, imperishable, all existence, consciousness and bliss. Comment. Those men who, with a selfish motive, worship the gods, assume God to be as an ordinary man who undergoes birth and death. Therefore, they do not worship God. In fact, God is both the manifest and unmanifest, and beyond both the manifest and unmanifest, impartial illuminator as well. Sat asat tat param yat. Refer Gita chapter 11 verse 37. Gita chapter 7 verse 25. नाहं प्रकाश सर्वस्य योगमाया समावृतः मूढोऽयं न विजानाति लोको मामजमव्ययम्. वेल्ड बाय माय योगमाया और डिवाइन पोटेंसी आई एम नॉट मैनिफेस्ट टू देम बिकॉज दीज इग्नोरेंट मेन डू नॉट रिकग्नाइज मी एज द अनबोर्न एंड इम्पेरिशेबल सुप्रीम. कमेंट. God incarnates and descends on earth to appear in front of all. However, the deluded men see him not in the form of God, rather see him as an ordinary human being. Veiled by his divine potency, men see God according to their inner sentiments. In spite of God being transcendental or alaukika, due to being veiled by his divine potency, or yoga maya, he appears to be of the world or lokika. Chapter 7 verse 26. Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjuna bhavishyani cha bhutani mam tu vedana kashchana. O Arjuna, I know the beings of the past, present and future, but none of the beings except the devotees know me. Comment. In God's eyes, there is no difference of time between past, present and future. The importance of time is in the eyes of the embodied soul. Therefore, to make us understand, he tells us about all the three periods of time. The point is that all the beings of the past, future and present remain in God's sight constantly. Question. If God knows all the beings, then him who he knows as being bound, he will remain ever bound. How will he be liberated? Swamiji's answer. This doubt is due to the existence of the world in our eyes. In fact, in God's and his devotees' eyes, besides God, there is nothing else at all. Bondage and freedom are in the eyes of the being. As such, there is neither freedom nor is there bondage. Rather, there is only Paramatma or Supreme Consciousness. Vasudevaha Sarvam. Man is free to attain his emancipation. Refer Gita chapter 6 verse 5. Chapter 7 verse 27. Icha dvesha samuttena dvandva mohena bharata sarva bhutani sammoham sargeyanti paramtapa. O Arjuna, scorcher of the foes, born in Bharata family, the beings are deluded by the pairs of opposites such as attachment and aversion arising from desire and hatred. It is because of this delusion that they are subject to birth and death from the time immemorial. Comment. It is due to the dualities of likes and dislikes that relationship with the world is strengthened and man turns away from Paramatma. In other words, man's engaging in action and renunciation of action should not be based on attachment and aversion. Chapter 7, verse 28. Yesham tvantagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te dvandva moha nirmuktah bhajante mam dridavritah. But those men of virtuous deeds whose sins have been destroyed, being free from the delusion of pairs of opposites, worship me with a firm resolve in every way. Comment. On becoming free from attachment and aversion, that is raga dvesho, man turns towards Paramatma. On turning towards Paramatma, all his sins are wiped out. So long as the attachment and aversion remain, till then the aspirant is unable to entirely turn towards God. To whatever extent he is attached to the world, to that extent he remains turned away from God. Chapter 7, verses 29 and 30. Jara marana mokshaya mama shritya yatantiye te brahma tadvidhu kritsnam adhyatmam karma chakhilam sadhi bhutadi daivam mam sadhi anyam cha ye viduhu prayana kale pichamam te viduryukta chetasah. They who seek emancipation from old age and death and strive hard to attain their goal, taking refuge in me, they get to know Brahma, the attributeless and formless, the individual self and the entire field of action. Those who know me together with Adhibhuta, which means the entire universe consisting of five subtle elements including the body, Adhidaiva, that means Brahma, the presiding deity of mind senses, and Ahadiyajna, that means immanent Lord Vishnu and all his forms, because of their steadfast mind in me, they know me even at the time of death and attain me. Comments. Though Karma Yogi and Jnana Yogi are also liberated from birth and death, but a devotee who has taken refuge in God, along with attaining liberation, he also gets to know God's entire form or Samagra, which means entire form of God. Brahma, that is attributeless and formless. Adhyatma, the self. Karma, field of action. Adhibhuta, the entire universe consisting of five subtle elements including the body. Adhidaiva, all the deities including Brahma, the presiding deities of intellect, mind and senses, etc. And Adhiyajna, eminent Lord Vishnu and all his forms. All this is God's entire form. God has divided this into two parts, Jnana and Vijnana. Brahma, the the attributeless, formless. The whole Adhyatma, that is, endless jivas in form of endless species, and whole karma, that means all actions, including creation, sustenance, and destruction, etc. This is the field of jnana or knowledge in which importance is given to attributeless Brahman. Adibhuta, that means the entire universe consisting of five subtle elements including the body. Adidaiva, that means all the deities including Brahma, the presiding deity of mind and senses. And Adiyajna, that is immanent Lord Vishnu and all his forms. This is the field of Vijnana in which the importance is given to personal God. In whom there are inborn tendencies of devotion. But among those who want to be released from the worldly sorrows of old age and death, such spiritual aspirants take refuge in God and pursue the Jnana Yoga or path of knowledge. They attain all the essential knowledge of Brahma, entire Adhyatma, and knowledge of Akila Karma or the whole field of action. As a result, they are liberated from old age and death. But the devotees who pursue the Bhakti Yoga or the path of devotion, they also come to know Adiyajna with Brahma, Adidaiva with whole Adhyatma, Adibhuta with Akila Karma. As an outcome, along with liberation from old age and death, they come to realize Mam, that is Samagra or the entire form of God. Refer Gita chapter 18 verse 55. In this way, along with Vijnana or realization, they attain Jnana or knowledge. In other words, after they realize God's entire form, after experiencing which they do not see any other independent existence besides God. Therefore, at the hour of death, they attain only God. Because at the last moment, whatever they would be thinking about, they would think of God only, Yukta Chetasaha. In this verse, that is Gita chapter 7 verse 30, what is referred as Yukta Chetasaha is the same as what is called Ananya Chetaha, coming ahead in chapter 8. In the beginning of this chapter, by using the word Mam, he promised to impart the knowledge about his Samagra form or the entire form of God. The same point is elaborated here with the use of term Mam Viduhu. Those who know or realize Tat are released from the world, and those who know Mam, they attain Bhagavan in entirety. This point has been shared in Gita chapter 4 verse 35. Yena bhutanya sheshena drukshyasyatmanya tomai. And in Gita chapter 18 verse 54. Samha sarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate param. Through devotion, one can attain Bhagavan or God in the entire form. This is also referred to in Gita chapter 8 verse 22. The purpose of describing Vijnana and Jnana or the entire form of God is that sentient, insentient, real, unreal, higher, lower, prakriti, kshetra, kshetratnya, sharaha, akshara, etc. Whatever that is, all in all, that is the form of God only. At first, what was called as Paramatma, Para, and Apara Prakriti, here each of these is divided into two parts as follows. Paramatma is divided into Brahma and Adhyatma. Paraprakriti is divided into Adhyatma and Adhidaiva. Aparaprakriti is divided into Karma and Adibhuta. What it really means is that combining the three, that is Paramatma, Paraprakriti and Aparaprakriti, makes Samagra form of God. Om Tat Saditi Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Jnana Vijnana Yogo Nama Saptamo Dhyayaha. Thus, with the words Om Tat Sat, the names of the Lord, as sung in the Upanishad of the Bhagavad Gita, by the Lord, the science of Brahma, the scripture of Yoga, the dialogue between Shri Krishna and Arjuna, ends the seventh chapter entitled The Yoga of Knowledge and Realization. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.